vision,
challenge,
the next idea.
Fresh water is in vanishingly small amounts. And in addition, it's distributed in a very uneven fashion.
As we look to the future, to bolstering Michigan's economy and strengthening our state, we need to still preserve and protect and reclaim that which makes our state special, such as Michigan's wetlands. Our marshes, our bogs, our swamps, they're under attack. 4.3 million acres of wetlands has vanished in Michigan since the early 1800s. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea hopes to convince Michiganders to restore and to protect wetlands. Doug Gorby is Director of Conservation Programs for Ducks Unlimited's Great Lakes Atlantic Region. Good to have you with us on The Next Idea.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So you tell us that we have lost more than 40% of our natural wetlands in Michigan since the early 1800s. That's like the size of Connecticut and Rhode Island combined. That's pretty mind-blowing.
It's a huge number, and that's statewide. It becomes even more mind-blowing when you look at the southern part of the state, where most of our people are. We've lost more than 90% down in southern Michigan. And so it's a huge number down where we're sitting right now, but even statewide, 40% is a huge loss.
And in what ways has that considerable loss affected Michigan, do you think?
In a lot of ways. I work for Ducks Unlimited, so we're really focused on wildlife and waterfowl mm-hmm. specifically. So it's obviously diminished the amount of wildlife and waterfowl that we see. But it's really had big impacts on water quality in the state. It's had big impacts in terms of just green space where people can go out and recreate or spend time with their families. It's had impacts on flooding issues. You know, we see a lot more severe flooding than we used to see years ago because the wetlands are no longer there to absorb that flooding and help abate the flooding. So, you know, beyond just waterfowl and wildlife, there are huge impacts statewide.
And as you talk in your essay for The Next Idea, exploring some of the benefits that wetlands offer, when we look at that green scum forming on our Great Lakes, I think a lot of us don't realize wetlands could help mitigate that.
Well, and that's really a wetlands issue at the heart of it. Most of the reason we're seeing all that nutrient running off into Saginaw Bay and Western Lake Erie and other places is a result of all the wetlands that were lost on the landscape over the past, you know, 100-some years. And so that nutrient is no longer being absorbed by those wetlands up in the landscape and high up in the watershed. It's making it down into our river systems and our Great Lakes. And so wetlands are part of the solution there. They're certainly part of the problem when they're lost, but they're also part of the solution in helping reverse that trend.
And at Ducks Unlimited, you work with individual landowners and you work with the state and other companies to restore wetlands. What does that entail? How do you put back what's been lost maybe for decades?
It's tough. Some of those lands are being used for other things. I mean, the big issue is loss of or change of that land use. So a lot of those acres that are gone are probably gone forever. We won't ever get all of those back, and we understand that. But there are certainly acres out there of lost wetland, especially in some of our coastal areas, that maybe could be reclaimed and restored. There's existing wetlands that we can protect and make sure they're there for future generations. But it's really going and working with a whole range of stakeholders to get that done. Ducks Unlimited really goes and tries to do this on our own. We work with foundations, we work with the state, we work with the federal government, we work with other nonprofits like ourselves that really want to see these wetlands protected and restored. So we try to work in a very collaborative fashion with other people that have the same sorts of outcomes in mind and work in that sort of collaborative approach to getting this work done.
Who are the stakeholders?
Well, there's a lot of land trusts in the state of Michigan that really are concerned about preserving land for future generations. The DNR here in the state of Michigan is a big stakeholder. They're very concerned about access to public lands and water quality and things like that. We work with the Fish and Wildlife Service here in the state and other states to do this. But really, it comes right down to being the people of Michigan are the biggest stakeholders. I mean, the work that we're all doing is because of the people who live here that want to see these resources protected and restored for their kids and grandkids and for themselves as well.
It does seem, though, that this mission of reclaiming or restoring or protecting wetlands could be cost prohibitive, especially if you're talking about, let's say, individual farmers. But as you write in your essay for The Next Idea, there are a lot of opportunities out there to help ease that cost burden. What suggestions do you have?
Yeah, it's hugely expensive. Restoring wetlands is one of the most expensive undertakings in the whole conservation business, if you will. But there's lots of opportunities because of the importance of wetlands and the incredible ecological diversity they provide. There's a lot of people that want to try to bring funding to that effort. And so here in Michigan, there are a number of groups that work together. I mean, Ducks Unlimited, of course, works a lot of our partners to help provide funding. But the Fish and Wildlife Service has a Partners for Fish and Wildlife program here in the state where they have private lands biologists that will meet with private landowners to go out and look at opportunities to restore wetlands and grasslands and other things as well. The DNR has a private lands program, and they have people sitting in a lot of county offices, a lot of those county service centers where NRCS, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, is housed. They work closely with them to go and look at programs. There are a lot of farm bill programs that provide federal funding to landowners, mostly agricultural landowners, but other landowners as well, to provide funding to help go and put these conservation practices on their land. So there's a lot of people working to undertake this effort.
I'm talking with Doug Gorby, who's Director of Conservation Programs for Ducks Unlimited's Great Lakes Atlantic Region, as we explore ways to restore, preserve, protect Michigan wetlands. Do you have some success stories that you can share?
We do. There are some really neat efforts being undertaken to do this. We gave an award through the Wildlife Habitat Council last year to a GM plant here in the state, and they had gone and looked at wetlands as a solution to some of their water runoff issues they had. So you look at a lot of these big industrial complexes or factories, and they have a lot of water coming off their roof and off their parking lots that they really don't want to see discharged directly into the stream. They want to be a little bit better steward of the water and the land. So that GM plant, as an example, went and put in a wetland and restored a wetland on their property, where all that runoff is now going through a wetland before it enters the stream and river. So when it enters that stream, it's pretty clean.
Nature's filter.
That's right. That's right. So there are lots of examples like that. Occidental Petroleum over near Muskegon did a very similar approach where they are restoring wetlands and managing wetlands for a water quality purpose. And, you know, water quality is really becoming the driving story in a lot of this. I mean, we care a lot about wildlife, but water quality, as you look at the people of Toledo this past year with some of the water quality issues they had close to home here, water quality is driving a lot of these conversations for private landowners and agricultural producers and corporations alike.
I was intrigued by what you recounted that's being done by the Washtenaw Food Hub, where you're kind of getting a lot of bang for the buck in this effort.
Right. They really wanted to look at sustainability of the land that they own and make sure that the land is there to provide long-term sustainability for food resources. And so they wanted to look at how they were managing their land and what they could be done on their land. So they went and they restored grasslands. They've done a little bit of forest land restoration. They intend to use that land not only to, you know, clean up the water and make sure they're not having runoff issues, but they'll also use some of that land, I think, to go and graze livestock on there and some of the grasslands that they've restored. So they're trying to look at what's a sustainable model to provide food to our citizens here in Washtenaw County and elsewhere. And how does that integrate with providing clean water and habitat for other wildlife? So that's where a lot of this is going, is taking this sort of a working lands approach to wetlands conservation. So that's kind of, in my mind, the next big thing in Michigan with regards to wetlands is we used to view wetlands as sort of a set-aside program where you'd go and you'd buy a piece of land or restore it and hopefully open it up to the public to go and hunt and fish and birdwatch and all that. But more and more, we're talking about how do we integrate these wetland restorations and protection into this larger working lands approach, where all the functions that a wetland can provide to the citizens are being integrated into the restoration. So groundwater recharge and clean water and all these things, and have it be part of what we're doing as a long-term planning tool to make sure that we have a resilient environment and a resilient economy in the state, rather than just setting them aside just for a rather limited scope.
How do we get more Michiganders and Michigan companies to consider doing exactly this?
Well, it starts with education. It starts with those people understanding all the values and functions that wetlands can provide to them, not just view it as sort of idle land or set-aside land, but understand that those wetlands can bring a lot of value to their communities in terms of clean water or in terms of green space or public access or in terms of flood abatement. So people first need to understand all of those values that wetlands really provide. They're critically important to our state. And so once we understand all of those values that wetlands have, including the wildlife part of it, then we can start to look for where those opportunities are to incorporate those benefits into our planning.
What's at stake for Michigan's future?
Well, it's an economic stake as well as an environmental stake. The amount of money that we spend trying to clean up our water after it already has all the nitrogen and phosphorus in it and, you know, shutting down power plants or building new power plants, that's pretty expensive business. So it's, to me, as much of an economic issue as it is an environmental or, public access issue. if we want to look at having a state where people really want to live, I mean, we're so proud of our water resources here and of our Great Lakes, but when our Great Lakes become, you know, a big green slime of algae, it makes it a lot less attractive to our citizens to want to live next to that lake or go fishing on that lake or whatever. So to me, it's about the vitality of living in a state that's really proud of our water and making sure that those resources are protected for the next 100 years.
Doug Gorby is with Ducks Unlimited's Great Lakes Atlantic Region. You'll find his essay at the Next Idea page. Just go to michiganradio.org. And of course, we welcome your comments there or at our Facebook page, or as always on Twitter at Next Idea MI. Doug Gorby, great to talk with you.
Thank you, Cynthia.